What just happened, Roger?
I can't tell you. I'm thinking that the ghosts took over.
So are we live?
We're live now.
We are live. This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. Also heard as a podcast on www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got the milk stains here with us tonight. Just barely. Just barely, guys. You have a little trouble getting up?
Yeah.
Finding the place?
Just woke up.
This is Ashland. This is the center of the universe. Sometimes it gets a little hard to find, right. So I understand. I understand. So you did stop by the sheets, though, get some amenities? Because we're going to be here a while.
We did not.
No Snickers or anything?
No.
Well, thanks for not.
Hello?
Whoa, hey.
Whoa.
Hey, what's up? Who's that?
That was me, Sean Austin.
Sean Austin.
I'm trying.
Sean is way loud. Sean,
oh, yeah, Sean's all the way in the corner.
Testing. Live on Radio Rubber Room.
All right, we're cooking now.
with wood. That's what we're cooking with at the moment.
Maybe coal.
Empty beer boxes.
Empty beer boxes. Yeah. And old newspaper.
Yeah, and trash can.
We're roasting some marshmallows. I want to thank Roger Reynolds from the Drive Through with Roger for filling in for Dan again this week. He's going to be filling in for a little while. Thanks for being here, Roger. How you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm winging it over here with the files and things.
Yeah, we're trying some new things.
Touching my butt.
Hey, everyone's touching butts and stuff over there. So
everyone, tray tables and seatbelts and stuff, upright and locked position or whatever you need to do.
I hope so.
It's gonna be a fun show.
My head is firmly between my knees at the moment. So.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. And so yeah, I did quit smoking again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I've got a patch on.
For a while.
It's helping out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It's helping out a little bit.
You tried the electric ones yet or
I don't think you can do that with the patch on. I think it's just like smoking with the patch on.
Well, you know, like it's like four or five patches and you got this thing.
Yeah, I've got nine patches on.
What happens if you smoke the patch? You ever tried that?
I have tried that. It doesn't work out well.
Internal bleeding.
Bad things happen.
That's no fun at all.
I'm still waiting for them to make a THC patch.
You know, I think that they used to do that with stickers back when I was a little kid in elementary school. And they'd never mind.
That was LSD, awesome. Roger.
Oh, that's what that was.
That must have been a
flashback for the beginning of the show. That's like.
So, guys, what's going on, Milk Stains? How you doing?
Good.
Doing
good. Yeah. That's good. Good is always good. So you guys are going to be playing some tunes for us. Any new tunes? It's a new year. It is a new year. I don't know if you guys knew this. It is now 2013.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
This is the first show. Is this your guys' first show of the year, too?
It is. Yes.
It is. That's a great moment. It's always great when that happens. All right, guys. We do have to get sound checked because they're a little late, so we're going to take a little break. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to get sound checked, and we'll be back with a live tune from the Milk Stains here on Radio Rubber Room. But right now, this is a new one from Splendid Sons, off their album that is going to be coming out later this month. This is Dream on Red here on Radio Rubber Room.
We'll be right back.
to learn to not season the rage. I don't mind the life of change.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 11D5. Carry around pictures of all your illegitimate children. You don't actually have to have the children, just download the pictures off the internet.
I am a non-attorney paid spokesperson. Are you a deer? If so, you may find yourself unable to resist the urge to jump in the path of moving metal objects. This can result in serious injury or even death. If you or a beloved deer companion have died, you may be entitled to compensation. You can't help that you were temporarily disoriented by the bright lights, making you stupefied, turning your body into pudding. You're a deer. Since the accident, you've probably been out of work, unable to graze or even frolic, making it impossible to do other deer-related activities. Beware, the insurance companies may try to take advantage of you, because you're a deer in need of legal representation. Show the insurance companies you mean business. Call the law firm of Austin, Austin, Anderson, Austin, and Vera Austin immediately. You didn't choose to get hit by that stupid car, but you can choose your deer attorney. Austin, Austin, Anderson, Austin, and Vera Austin, leaders in the field of deer law.
Comrade. Join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name. We'll be right back.
was Carry On by the Milk Stains live here on Radio Rubber Room. A couple things to remind you about. We've got another Richmond Music Review coming up this month at Tobacco Company, January 20th with Lightfields, Toxic Moxie, Legion of Doom, and 6-7. And then next week at the Republic, Radio Rubber Room presents Vega Omega and Hannah Marie and the Bearded Ladies. Which, yeah, that's what I said, too. Exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. Bearded so ladies.
What's that?
Bearded ladies.
I mean, I like a woman with a little stubble. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right, you know.
Stop judging me, Roger.
I'm sorry about that.
Stop judging me.
So, hey, you're playing bass with a pick. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not very good.
You know, it was kind of like it came back a while back, you know, everybody was playing with the pick, and then it sort of died out, and that's good. I'm glad there's still someone doing it.
Keeping it alive,
man. You know, I'm a big fan of Yes, personally, so.
And not, you know. And not quite as interesting, but your guitar has a tail. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, it does.
It's a coyote tail.
So, did you capture your own guitar?
Yeah,
I just
literally ripped it right off of that poor little dude's body.
Man, that must have hurt.
Yeah. It was out of season too, so he got in a little bit of trouble for it. But it was like a $25 fine.
Yeah. That's not bad. It's worth it for style points.
Yeah, that is on point. I don't even know what it is that they're looking at, but it sounds cool.
Sean's all the way in the corner, man.
Yeah, he can't see that. He can't see the guitar.
I always get tucked away in the tiny room.
It's okay.
It's for his own sake.
It's where you should be.
It's like the story of my life.
We let you out as much as possible. As much as possible. We'll get you some air.
This room is bigger than my bedroom, at least.
It is.
So it's a step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you go. See? Mm-hmm. Stop complaining.
Yeah, you're welcome, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I was telling him. Now, guys, so yeah, it is. It's a brand new year. It's fresh. It's a fresh new 2013 year. Tell us a little bit about the Milk Stains 2012 recap, and might as well recap it, huh?
Recap.
2012 was a crazy one.
It's a pretty good year. Did we do Hot Sauce Cemetery 2012?
That was
2011.
2011.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 2011.
Yeah.
Okay.
It must have left an impression, though, if it stayed with you all through 2012.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
The laziness is what stayed with us.
No, we went on a couple tours. Went as far south as Austin, Texas.
Wow.
And did the south a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Where else did you hit?
Savannah,
Alabama.
Tuscaloosa,
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Did you get a chance to play with
you
a lot of
New Orleans? Like that was your favorite stop.
It was the weirdest stop.
Yeah.
Weirdest stop.
Did you guys we actually played with our friends, the Itchy Hearts. They were leaving South by Southwest, and we were going down there. And so we were like, well, let's meet up in New Orleans. But it was so late. We had been added to this showcase so late that we kind of got screwed out on a bunch of venues. And so the only venue that we could book was this coffee shop that didn't open up until like 6 p.m. at night. Or
it was open from 7 p.m. till 1 a.m.
Yeah, and it only served coffee, no food or drinks.
They had an ice cream of the day, and the ice cream of the day that day was vanilla.
Awesome.
and they were out.
That sounds like my kind of place.
That's the cheese shop in Monty Python, you know?
Yeah.
It was literally just us and this band, Itchy Hearts. But it was still a lot of fun. We hung out there for a while, left New Orleans about like.
Poetry read there, too.
Yeah, there was poetry reading before us. We left there about like 5 in the morning and drove all the way to Austin.
Well, at least all they had was coffee, so you guys were probably set.
Yeah, we were stone cold sober the entire time.
So it might have been the best.
Absolutely.
It might have been the best place to have, you know, that show, you know, to leave like that. So you got just jacked on coffee.
We were very jacked on coffee.
did they give you like a nice little tab?
No.
We played the East Coast Surf Championships as well in August, and that's down in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. We got to play like the stage facing the ocean and some palm trees. It was a really big stage. There was a huge like video screen. And, like, our faces were, like, 20 feet tall.
Oh, wow. That's, like, the big time, you know? Mm-hmm.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
It's left over from the Dave Matthews concert.
Yeah.
So, any big names on that, too? Any, like, national acts on that?
Day, Donovan Frankenreiter was the big one.
And the Growlers played the night
Growlers
before.
The Growlers played it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't remember.
It was a really big 80s cover band.
Yeah. They were all out.
They were all about it.
Bikini contest. Oh, yeah, we played right after the what was it, the PacSun Bikini Contest?
Yeah.
Yeah. How? So you had a lot of visitors on that were lingering.
No.
No.
Oh. Left after the bikini contest and came back for the '80s cover band.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds about right. Where was I? Oh yeah, back to the ice cream. So they actually wrote vanilla as their
vanilla.
Ice cream of the
flavor
day.
Of the day.
Was it
flavor
like written in chalk? Like
somebody... Oh yeah, it was the big chalkboard.
And then they were out.
Yeah, completely out.
I'm sorry, I just had to go back to that. Really
it fun. Better be some really special vanilla.
It probably wasn't.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
It wasn't even French vanilla. It was just vanilla.
I think it was like
freezer burn.
Yeah.
So Hot Sauce Cemetery, yeah, released in 2011. How's it been doing? I mean. You guys, and it's on cassette too as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bad Girl Records with three L's.
Yeah.
Mad L's.
Yeah. Mad L's. Yeah. R's.
Or R's. No, not R's. 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 Three R's. Not L's.
Gosh,
I'm so
yeah.
Nice.
Look at us.
It's okay.
Jeez.
That's where we're here to get the facts straight. That's where yeah. we're here to get the facts
and it's available on cassette, you said?
It is, right?
It's the only thing that sells, actually. People
really?
Only want the cassette.
People
that's
are
crazy.
Like,
yeah.
going for the cassette.
We have to give away the CDs. But everyone wants to buy the cassette.
No. Huh. No, and it says shipped out in like 5 days or something like that. 3 days or less or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You can get it off our Bandcamp.
Yeah. So did you guys just have a bunch stockpiled and...
Yeah, we kind of make them as it
too?
Goes.
Yeah.
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 So they just press it up as somebody orders
as, like,
one.
As orders come in.
Yeah.
Or as we run out of our physical copies.
Yeah.
So you guys can order the cassettes. Can they get the cassettes at your shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's with the decision to go on cassette? I mean, obviously it's working.
We recorded it all analog, and so the
recorded it onto cassette.
Yeah, like
tape.
On the cassette. Yeah. not even so it kind of sounded. Better on cassette. It actually kind of gets that gritty sound mm-hmm. on the cassette that we were kind of going for.
Well, you know, on Pinterest, there's all kinds of little arts and crafts things that you can do with cassettes. So maybe after they listen to
it,
they can
read
it.
Yeah, they made their pen holders and stuff
like
that.
They can make ties out of it or something.
So you guys listen to a lot of cassettes yourselves? I mean, you know, it's... Do you guys have a car with a cassette player is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I used to have a car with a cassette player, and I listen to cassettes all the time.
Fantastic. What's one of your favorite cassettes to listen to right now?
I got the new Wolf Goat album. It's pretty nice. Good, and I wore out my Led Zeppelin Physical Graffiti
tape. Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That's okay, man.
Now, it is available for digital download, too, with some other stuff. I got the free one on the Bandcamp, live at WIRR. Are you going to plan on releasing the live at Radio Rubber Room set?
Possibly.
If we can have it, we'll throw it up there.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No, but that's pretty much... and you guys also released this year a live show from Gallery 5 as well.
That was a while back. That was actually before Gabe joined the band.
Oh,
like,
really?
That was like 4 years ago?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was the hop... What was it?
Sock hop.
The sock hop, yeah.
We played a bunch of surf tunes. Traditional tunes.
Now, so plans for a new album coming up then? Because it's been a little over a year.
Yeah, we're actually going to record, I think, at the end of the month in Roanoke at Magic Twig.
Yeah.
He calls it something else, but Joe Lunsford, he's the drummer for Peace Beast.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go down there, and I think we're going to record 5 days, maybe six.
Put out the full length.
Yeah, and then at the end of the month, actually, I think before we go down there, we're opening up for the Growlers and the Coat Hangers with Wolf Goat at...
Strange Matter,
yeah. At the 20th.
Very cool. I mean, is it something you're going to think about putting out on cassette again as well?
Yeah, cassette and records.
Definitely vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl.
Definitely vinyl this time.
Now, comparatively, no digital sales at all comparatively to the cassette? Is it doing that much better, or is it getting downloaded quite a bit too?
We sell it online too. I mean, people download it. Because you can download it right off the website. You don't have to get the cassette to hear it.
Mm. And what's it run somebody to get the download?
$3.
Same as the cassette as well,
yeah,
right?
Same as the cassette.
So how many, the cassette's
how many
a way better deal.
How
it
many
is.
Tunes?
Yeah.
Eight tunes.
Eight.
$3 for eight tunes. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's a deal. Do you guys believe in good bargains?
Yeah,
is that kind of what you're going for?
Bargain hunters.
Yeah.
Well, very nice, guys. It is time to take a break. We are going to be back with more live tunes and talking to the Milk Stains. But right now, it is time to play a tune. This is the Snowy Owls with Your Eyes here on Radio Rubber Room.
you listen to Radio Rubber Room every Thursday from 10 to midnight, or your soul will be tormented for an eternity by flaming dinosaur skeletons. Great Battleaxe of Agony! As soon as we get to the pool, it starts to rain!
Oh, devil, you worry too much. Weather change!
God, your abs look magnificent.
Thank you. Now check out this triple backflip.
You are always showing me up, God.
Why don't you take your t-shirt off and jump in?
You know, as soon as I hit the water, it's going to boil away, and I'll just be standing there looking like an idiot.
Don't worry about it. I'll just summon more water and turn it into wine.
Good Lord. It's not even noon, man.
You're ugly.
Mock me and have your body ravaged by giant octopus monsters. Come over here, you little brat.
Hey, you, with the t-shirt on. Yo, no running, bro.
Do you have any idea who I am? I am the Dark Lord Beelzebub. I will summon a legion of acid-spitting demon babies on your ass.
That's it, brah. You're out of here.
That's preposterous. Fireball!
Not another burning lifeguard situation. Miracle! Satan, what's wrong? You don't usually shoot fireballs at innocents.
Innocent? You and I both know that lifeguard is going to hell.
Satan, you're not being honest with yourself.
Oh, Lord God, you are all-knowing. The armies of flaming dinosaur skeletons just aren't tormenting souls like they used to.
Have you tried talking to them?
No! They are invalids!
Well, maybe if you showed them that you care, get them a gift.
Thanks, God. I'll stop at Crank and Barrel on the way back to hell! You know how they love scented candles.
Are you a man that sometimes finds your pants shrinking at the worst of times? Have you ever been caught pitching a tent near the playground? Do you sometimes find it hard to get out of the pool at family outings? A phenomenon not yet completely understood by scientists causes blood to rush to the male area at any time with no warning. New from Spoofco comes Erectogon, the newly designed lotion to suppress the questionable urges that can arise at awkward moments. Just vigorously apply Erectogon directly to the site of arousal, and in just moments, your wooden ruler is softer than a mushed banana. It will return to its natural shape before too long. If you maintain an erection for more than 3 minutes, contact your doctor immediately.
I can't breathe with all these boogers. The underside of my shelf is covered. If only there was some kind of container that I could keep them in.
There is! Da-da-da-da! The Snotsucker 6000. The latest in micro-vacuum technology designed to suck all the boogers from your nose, crusty or snotty, and store them for easy cleanup. Just hold it up to your face, making sure the suction tubes are inserted directly into the nose tunnel. And activated. The patented prongs scrape the interior of the nostril, removing clingers and hair. Oh! Man, I got a splitting headache, but at least I can breathe now. I smell raw pork. All the boogers are stored into an easy store capsule for later disposal. Just pop it open and pour it into the sink. What are the red chunks in it? I'm kinda lightheaded. When did all the colors, when did all the lights in here, when did all the lights and colors in here get so vivid? My frontal lobe feels like it's missing. I'm gonna go take a nap. Trying to forget that hateful ex-girlfriend of yours? Get the new Memory Eraser 6000. Just jam it forcefully into the nose and forget all about her. Whoa, I think I forgot the last 6 months. What's math? Where am I and who are you people? Where are my shoes? Do you have my car keys? Why am I peeing? Does this shirt match these pants?
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Down by the Milk Stains live here on Radio Rubber Room. So guys, you guys are going down. You said Norfolk, right, to record the album, correct?
Roanoke.
What's the time frame you plan on having it done? Are you looking any goal with that? Any kind of goal with that?
Hopefully before March.
Because you guys are going on tour in March, correct?
Yep.
Now I saw your Facebook page a little earlier today. You guys need a van.
Yeah, we need.
How's that hunt going?
it's pretty fresh so far.
Yeah, we're bargain hunting for one. Yeah. But
we're shopping.
Because because you got the tour mostly booked.
Mostly
booked.
Yeah.
Mostly to somewhat.
Now let's say March rolls around and you guys still don't have a van. What are you guys gonna do? Three cars.
We'll just take my
cars?
Car. Yeah.
Take your car.
That's what we always tour in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not that big a deal. You're just looking for a little more space.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be on the road for a month, so yeah. It gets pretty crammed in there.
Yeah.
Now, when you do take the car, what's the sleeping situation like? Because somebody's got to be spooning.
It depends on if we can find a floor to sleep on for the night. There have definitely been nights where you get a crash in the car.
Who's the best cuddler in the milk stands?
I'd say John.
John? That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
He didn't
he's
even
the
like,
warmest.
He's like a big bear.
Didn't even have to think about it.
Like a sleeper pillow.
Yeah. Like one of those body pillows with the anime chicks on the front.
Yeah.
Just way more hair.
Yeah.
Way more hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends.
That thing is called my boyfriend, right? That pillow? Yeah. It's like a big arm. That's what it is.
I have one of those body pillows. She's called Sheila. I love her.
A lot.
Take her out in public sometimes. Dress
her
up.
Take her out to dinner. So you just go out and set her there in the chair next to you?
Yep. And I eat both of our food meals.
So you order her.
You make sure she orders the best thing on the menu, right?
Mm-hmm. Always. She eats. She dines very well.
She wines and dines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still getting used to your new thing, Sean.
That is a totally old thing.
It's not an old thing.
Maybe you should pay more attention to me, buddy.
It's brand new today.
No, it's not.
Is that new, Roger? Have you ever heard that before?
I don't remember hearing it before.
All right.
That's my thing.
Hey,
don't
Sean.
Take it.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Do you remember telling everybody at the Yerba on New Year's what your name is or what your name was?
Yeah, it's Sean Austin.
Yeah.
But I have a very special middle name.
What is it?
Can't say it online. On the air.
On the air.
Why not?
Special middle it's name? An adult name, right?
It's an adult middle name.
Is it legal?
It's like the FCC will crack down.
It's an FCC fine kind of name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you rhyme it?
It rhymes with trucking. So that's about as best as I could say.
Okay.
That's pretty vivid.
I mean, that's
a pretty good nickname.
I don't think anybody doesn't know it now. And that was very
good.
I
don't get it, but we'll talk about it.
I got my middle name legally changed to that.
I see.
You are going to get it legally changed?
Mm-hmm. It's already been done.
Oh, you really did?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Truckin' Austin.
Yeah, you know, most of the time he spends over there in the other studio, he's online, like, getting, like, you know, divinity licenses and stuff like that, and he changed his middle name, and I think he had the letter Q banished from the English language.
Almost.
Yeah. He was working on it. He's lobbying.
John is an ordained minister.
Well, you guys ought to get together then.
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
Says Gabe.
What do I look like over here, man? It's not cool. I'm a man of God.
Well, you know.
I am an ordained minister ordainer.
He makes ordained ministers.
So you guys
so you
are
photocopy it and then send it out to people.
That's okay, guys. Yeah. So I feel like you want to talk about it.
No, I don't. Really.
He just doesn't want to be overlooked. That's all. You know,
Fair enough. Give
credit where credit is due, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
So what do you guys look for in a van? Like, what is your perfect van? Like, you got to have like the list of what needs to be there.
Like neon on the bottom.
Black lights.
Yeah. Airbags.
Nitrous.
Like a sweet painting of like a Valkyrie riding a wolf over a mountain.
Yeah.
So you guys have a Craigslist ad up or anything with all that spelled out in it? Or
There's actually a van on Broad Street. It's right next to that neon shop, next to Emilio's.
Okay.
It's like some kind of like old 80s Winnebago, but it's got like an American eagle coming out of a flag, like
I
painted
think I've
on
seen
it.
This yes.
Yeah, it's been sitting there for years.
Is that the one you're looking at? Have
you
approached?
You want one like
we've
it
looked at it we've looked yeah,
yeah we've seen it we smelled
no,
it.
It hasn't has it moved have you does it or does it just sit there?
It's been there for a while.
Well, I mean, you should maybe leave a sign on it, you know. Not for sale, obviously, but you know, for, interest in buying,
for purchase,
interest in purchasing.
Leave your card.
Yes. And then, you know, some contact info.
Leave
could
a cassette.
Be yours.
Leave a cassette in the windshield.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, we need this for our tour and to sell more cassettes.
The guy who probably owns the thing would find the cassette and be like, oh, that's where I put this thing.
Sorry.
Well, very nice, very nice.
Cool.
So so you're hoping to have the album done to get it out on the road by March. What are some spots you already got booked for that tour that you know of?
Well, yeah. We got Idaho booked.
Idaho, Boise, yeah, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
They're
wow.
They're giving us a bunch of cash and a hotel room.
That is
oh,
awesome.
A bunch of cash and a
that's
hotel room.
That's the second year
terrible
of this festival.
Mistake, yeah.
Oh, what festival?
Treefort Music Festival.
Treefort Music
yeah.
Festival.
Apparently, everything on Friday and Saturday is sold out. Like, every, it's like... multiple venues in the town, and they're all sold out. I think last year Built to Spill played, and I've forgotten some of the other bands.
Oh, so it's kind of like at multiple venues.
Yeah.
Not like a festival out the, you know.
I think they have a couple streets blocked off where they have the bands play out.
How many days is this festival?
Four. It's the 21st through the 24th.
Yeah. So from what I'm gathering from this is that's the date you have booked, and you're looking to fill in some more from there.
Yeah, I think we've got some spots along the way in Asheville and Athens.
And those are both good towns, man.
Yeah. We had a really good time in Athens a while back. This band called the Ancient Whales. They're actually based out of Asheville now, but they're originally from Athens.
Yeah, I think so.
Love Tractor, man.
Love Tractor, yeah.
They're from Athens.
What else? Muy Bien, that was the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Muy Bien. Check them out. They're sweet.
So you guys going to hit back that coffee shop and see if they got a new flavor going on?
Chocolate.
If it's vanilla again, I'm going to be real mad.
Yeah. Actually, I think if it's vanilla again, but they actually have it, that'd be a step up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So have you ever been to Idaho before?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. The same festival or?
Nope. Just traveling.
I don't think we've ever been as a band.
Yeah, never as a band.
Never as a band.
It's never somewhere that, like, it would just strike me to visit. Like, I'm going to take a little trip to Idaho.
You know,
it's kind of like Delaware.
Yeah.
I drove through it once many years ago, right after a whole bunch of forest fires. And the place looked like the moon. It was crazy.
I'm going to go on a nice little vacation to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. I'm just not going to go.
I hear South Dakota's really pretty this time of year.
Yeah. Mm.
Kansas.
Mm.
I mean, was that your favorite state to drive through?
No.
I mean, it sounds pretty sweet. And said it was like the moon.
And the people were kind of odd as we went through, but they could have just been traumatized by the fires. But they were an odd lot. But
too many taters.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you remember. I don't remember what episode it was, but that time Dan overdosed on potatoes. Mm-hmm. You actually can overdose on potatoes.
I did not know you could do that.
You can.
Yeah, overdose on potatoes.
You can almost. You can hallucinate on them.
Yeah.
Cool.
I forget how many you had to eat to actually cause hallucinations.
Three whole potatoes. Yes.
Well, yeah, and you could use them for batteries. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so that could be part of the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was he really eating batteries and not potatoes? And
what else goes on in Idaho besides growing potatoes?
Skiing.
Skiing, man.
Lots of skiing.
Idaho's a beautiful state. It really is. I got to tell you. But that
you're just making that up because you're.
No, Idaho.
Skiing in Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're skiing in Virginia.
They're skiing here.
Yeah.
They're skiing. You got the Rockies out there.
Yeah.
No offense to the Appalachian Mountains.
But you got Colorado. I mean, you got Colorado, too.
Well, that's all part of it.
Is that maybe it's cheaper skiing in Idaho?
I have no idea.
Because he's like, I'm going to Idaho skiing. You know?
It's probably like if you're stuck there, that's what you do.
Yeah. I'm going to go skiing.
Yeah.
How does someone end up living there? Like, it just doesn't seem like somewhere like anyone would want to live.
You run out of gas there and you kind of stick around.
You just get the potato farmers.
Why not?
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Very true.
Well, I mean, that looked like a lot of fun though.
Yeah.
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 That made me want to
roll.
Yeah.
Mm. How many movie heroes made you want to be less like them than Napoleon Dynamite?
I love Tetherball. Personally. So,
but you can't get enough of seeing him. You really want to watch Napoleon Dynamite, but
probably like Gomer Pyle.
That's a good answer. I don't know.
He had a hot girlfriend. Gotta tell you,
mm-hmm. tore that argument apart.
So, if any guys in the band, if you could have any like super awesome pet, what would you have?
Super awesome pet.
Ooh, jeez.
Any more furnishings for your guitar?
Yeah. The rest of the coyote.
Maybe like a tamed rattlesnake, man.
Can you tame a rattlesnake?
Wear around your neck. Hey, you never know until you try.
Well, you can snake charmers, yeah.
You can defang it.
I think I'd have a...
Oh, but that wouldn't be cool. I would want to use it for protection.
I think if you just have it, people are going to be intimidated.
I would say, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, if you have a rattlesake on you and say, like, pulls out a gun, you can just throw your snake at their face.
Coiled. Viper Cobra. On the shoulder.
That's Viper Cobra, that's right.
I think a sloth, because they only poop once a month.
Wow.
That's very practical. That's a very practical choice.
kind of boring, but.
But how much is your sloth?
Whatever, man.
Knowledge?
You're the one to ask the question.
They're fuzzy. And soft.
I mean, but less cleanup, you know.
That's right, and fuzzy and soft.
And you could be like, hey, sloth pet, come over here, and then like 4 days later, it'll show up.
It blew my mind.
He listens so well. He listens so well.
Mm-hmm. He really gets me.
I only have to feed him one.
What about you? What about you, Sean?
I only have to feed him one bamboo stick a month. What about mine's always been the same. Polar bear. Not tame though, like that guy.
I thought you were scared of polar bears.
Just full blown wild polar bear.
How can you? That's the pet you want.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also your biggest fear.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get over it. Plus, like, I would ride on my polar bear into town, and like, there's no way you're not gonna pick up a girl.
No, you're not going to pick up a girl riding
a
polar bear.
There's no way.
Because they all want to get in those skimpy leather bikini armor things and get on top of the, just like in the cartoons.
Back to the Valkyries.
Yeah. There we go.
And I'll be wearing like a lion's head as a cock piece. Can I say that?
Cod. C-O-D. Cod.
Cod piece. Yes. There.
Cod piece. And it would be a lion's head.
So to speak.
And then I'll just have to, like, you'll be at the bar with your girlfriend, and I'll just, like, ride up outside. My polar bear's all like, whatever, I don't know. That's really? What they sound like to me. And your girl's coming with me. I don't care
Hey, Sean, do you think you'd be getting free Coke bottles for life if you had a polar bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's part of the contract, I think.
Yeah. I think polar bears own Coke.
Free Budweiser.
Polar bears own Coke. It's possible.
Or
I don't
Coke owns
that,
polar
I don't
bears.
Know the
one
details
of the two.
That, but. What about you, Roger? You might as well go ahead. Yeah.
What? No.
No. I asked the questions around here.
I think it'd be really cool.
Go right ahead.
What's that?
I decided to stop talking.
Okay. It's usually for the best.
Yep.
Usually for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So guys, before March though, what about in town? Any dates going on in town? Booked on the books.
We've got a show with the Growlers on January 20th, and that's also with Wolfgoat and the Coat Hangers. And then we have February 10th at Bandidos with our good friends from out of town, Ghost Wolves, who are totally rad. And is it Archaics? Or do we not have a third? TBA,
that's
a great band.
That's a bold statement. What's so totally rad about them?
And why did you laugh? Are you being ironic?
No, apparently I just sound stupid when I talk. Yeah. So maybe I should stop too, Sean.
Let's just take.
They travel around with a wolf.
Yeah, they travel
in their car.
Really?
It's a two piece. They just got married. Mazel tov.
Yeah.
And
they have a wolf that they bring with
them.
They
have a wolf.
Literally have a wolf.
They drive around with the wolf in the back of a station wagon. And this wolf is enormous.
It's like as big as a sofa.
Yeah. Yeah. And your family chill. Apparently breeds these giant white wolves.
I face planted during their show.
His name is Snow.
And they just bring it. Do they have it on stage with them? Or?
No, it stays in the car.
Stays in the car. They cracked a window.
Protects them.
Actually, they let it out for a minute and kind of wander around and ate some trash outside of the bar that we played it. But
like a young child. Well,
I want to be there. I want to be at that show. All right, guys, it is time to take a break, play a tune. On that note, there's the wolves waiting in the car. So someone's going to go check on it.
I mean, it's kind of great that you guys just have, like, your name is Milk Stains, because you could just, like, bring milk with you.
Oh, we do.
We could.
I mean,
we do.
It's way more economical than a wolf.
Stain stuff.
Like, less dangerous. Like, they got a wolf because their name's Wolf Ghost, but we're Milk Stains, so.
Have you ever tried to get milk stains out of a blouse?
I have no idea. We'll come back to this. Very,
we'll come back. We'll,
very
we'll
important
return
subject.
To this subject. It's a very pressing subject, so we will pick it back up when we get back from break. All right, now this is Machine Gun Mustache with Say No More here on Radio Rubber Room.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, no.
We'll be right back. cracks and golden clouds overhead, and I'm born on my way. But since you're here and since you've stayed, how could I tell you?
Died because of the use of vitamins. Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle-to-fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubberoom.podbean.com.
And we are back on Radio Rubber Room.
We are back.
We're going to play a new little game. Mm-hmm. We're going to try a game. It's called Sean Explains Something. Ready?
In this episode of Sean Explains Something... It's from Star Wars A New Hope, one of my personal favorite movies. And if you think it's a fiction, it's because you don't know the truth. In the original Star Wars A New Hope, Luke is trying to find a way to rescue Princess Leia from the Death Star, and he's looking for a pilot, and Han Solo says that he is so daring a pilot that he can make the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Well, any stupid idiot knows that a parsec is not a measure of time, but that of distance.
See, I didn't know that.
So, to explain why Han Solo made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs, is today's Sean Explains Something.
Okay.
The Kessel Run is an extremely dangerous smuggling operation in the Kessel Galaxy, which was all about the spice that they harvested on this planet Kessel, which was the most strong drug in the galaxy. And Han Solo, being a smuggler and an extremely daring pilot, regularly made this Kessel Run. Normally, it was an 18... parsec route because it was so dangerous and the Republic's Star Destroyers were all up in this galaxy trying to stop people from delivering the terrible spice, you know. And there was also a ton of black holes that you had to go around because obviously you don't want to get sucked into a black hole. I mean, that's just the worst thing.
Yeah. Wait, start over?
The Kessel Run. We're talking about the Kessel Run.
Okay.
What is a parsec?
A parsec is one distance between the Earth and the Sun.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's an 18 parsec route, but Han Solo was so daring a pilot that he drove so dangerously close to the black holes and shortened the route by one third.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was because he was selling drugs and he was buying the best stuff for his ship, and Chewie just knew how to install everything, so it was all jerry-rigged together.
Chewie was kind of like, he's like radar of the mechanic world. He can like fix anything.
He's like a savant, but he can't just learn how to say like, hey, I'm Chewie.
That was pretty good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm 6 to midnight right now.
Are you sure you're not part Wookiee?
I am, yeah, definitely.
That would explain a lot.
The Wookiee. I'm actually from the same planet as them, which is Kashyyyk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know a lot about Star Wars.
Apparently. You're a bigger geek than I am.
I'm going to have my own Star Wars hot dog stand one day called Star Dogs. It's pretty much going to be like one of those little kiosks, but it's going to be shaped like the Millennium Falcon.
What if people think it's Snow Dogs, though?
Then you're both Disney and Lucasfilm are going to get mad at you.
No one's getting mad at me.
Not on that face.
But I'm going to have I'm going to have Star Wars-inspired hot dogs at my stand. And none of them are going to be normal, like mustard and ketchup. Like, for instance, if you know about Star Wars like any person should, that Jabba the Hutt's right-hand man is named Bib Fortuna. So I figured his hot dog would be...
He's a Twi'lek. Mm-hmm. No, he's not a Twi'lek. I was wrong about that. Mm. What is he?
Do you need to explain this, Sean?
Maybe I don't know that, and he knows and I don't.
Oh, maybe.
Huh. The Twi'lek's the one with the two big things coming off their heads.
Yeah, and that's Bib Fortuna. Things. Yep.
No, he's got the one that wraps around his
neck.
What's the name of the alien klezmer band?
The Cantina Klezmer Band.
Is it?
No, I don't. It's just the Cantina band, aren't they?
Zach probably knows that they played that song with the Inflatables.
What's the name of the little, like, bird-beaked thing? Salacious Crumb. Very good.
There you go.
Salacious Crumb.
What kind of species is Jabba the Hutt?
He's a
Tatooine sand slug.
Tatooine sand? No, I thought the Hutts were a slug. Like, the Hutts are a gang, right?
And when Princess Leia killed him, he was the last one in the galaxy.
Wow.
Choked him up.
So she made him extinct, basically.
Yep. That is a crime, I think. Sounds like not a good thing.
It's like like pulling tails off coyotes and stuff.
I guess it's okay because she's the last of the people of Alderaan. So it's not that big a deal if like an endangered animal kills out an endangered animal.
Man. Now you're getting deep, dude.
She's not? No. Oh, well, not. All right. Not really from Alderaan.
Right.
That's right, because she was, you know...
She's half Nabooian, half Tatooine.
You know what I think my biggest problem with the new trilogy is?
What's that?
Is that Princess Leia, all right, is given to the King of Alderaan. Mm-hmm. And in the original movies, he's like this old frail guy, and they show him on the screen right before the planet blows up. But in Revenge of the Sith, it's Jimmy Smits. They give Jimmy Smits the role of the King of Alderaan.
I know who none of them are.
Jimmy Smits?
I've never seen Star Wars.
I thought he was like
Jimmy
Smits.
I was
the Chancellor.
The Chancellor. I guess he becomes the King.
Man, you all are like way bigger geeks than me, and I thought I was a big geek. That's awesome.
I live in the Millennium Falcon. So
in the water closet of the Millennium Falcon.
Sean Solo.
That's bad.
They call me that because I'm always in there by myself.
Hey, do you think we could ever do that to the newsroom? Set that up like?
Certainly, I would feel right at home.
Mm-hmm. We gotta put a shower in there. Is there a shower in your room?
There's
or do you
not.
Have to share one down the hall?
It's like if the shower there at the house, like if you try to imagine that people aren't getting sick into it, and you go and shower in it, your feet are never going to get clean, as you may have noticed, because of the smell.
Your feet stink.
And also, the water comes out at such a rate that it's like a trickle. It's almost like I feel like I'm getting urinated on. It's like really tough to get the soap off my body. But, you know, it's just part of life.
That is just part of life.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's harsh.
I'll make an R. Kelly joke right there.
It's like a little. Yeah, I call it the golden shower, actually. So,
I'm like really uncomfortable now. I'm feeling just very uncomfortable.
Talk more about Star Wars.
I want to take a shower in like a regular shower now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talk more about Star Wars or something, Sean.
Star Wars is great.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were. I'm in this comedy improv troupe, and they were talking about how they had camped out for episode one.
And then they regretted it.
And they were so upset the end. Mm-hmm. They were like, stayed up all, they were like, all night long. What are you doing?
And they were like, what were we thinking?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Sorry, John just fed me some gooey candy.
All right.
Do you have more gooey candy?
Is it the stuff like the bottom, you find at the bottom of your mom's purse?
That's the best stuff, like a lozenge.
Yeah.
This is one of those strawberry.
How come old people always want to give you
strawberry candy? Yeah.
Your grandma's like, hey, do you want some candy? It's like a cough drop.
Yeah. It's like the best candy.
Candy to my grandma is Hall's candy.
I love Hall's.
Like, you want some candy? Here's a Ricola. Here's a Ricola.
A Ricola?
Ricola.
You want a little something sweet? Here, drink some Pepto. You know, like, that's not candy.
Makes you you know, cleans you out.
They do have Pepto candies now. Mm. They do have that.
Wow. Little chewables.
Mm-hmm. Pepto Bismol chewables.
What do they taste like? Chalk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pepto Bismol.
My favorite flavor.
Like hard Pepto. You know, like when you take the lid off the Pepto bottle and that stuff, that crummy stuff, kind of falls off.
That's the best
off.
Stuff.
They just save like that and chalk. They save it and turn it into those little candy things.
I want to come up with a medicine that's like, did you just drink Pepto Bismol and now you don't feel so well? It's like a cancellation to that.
Like because of the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, get to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
You could sell it at your hot dog stand.
Yep,
that's right. He's gonna need to.
You could sell all three: the hot dogs, the Pepto.
People are gonna love
it
when people try the Bib for Tuna, which is the hot dog with tuna fish salad on it. They are absolutely going to be coming back.
The dog for tuna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bib for Tuna. The Bib for Tuna. The Salacious Crumb. That is a hot dog with cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cookies broken up on it.
Well, you know, when you drink when you eat the Bib Fortuna, you have to actually wear a bib because it's very sloppy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is very, yes.
I see.
I think people in Richmond especially are dying to have tuna-covered hot dogs.
I think so. And you can also make the...
literally. Yeah.
That could be like our cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
Our cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. Or...
I mean, tell me if you're on the corner, like, two roads that are major, and you're looking at one corner, there's like this hot dog stand. It looks like it's like... welded out of old diamond plates and just looks like it's been there for 20 years. Or then, like, on the other corner, there's, like, the Millennium Falcon. Like, you're not going to go to that other one. I don't care who you are.
I probably would.
People are going to take their picture in front of yours, man.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's my plan to build the whole thing out of old stereo receivers.
I want Chewy cooking my hot dogs.
I mean, I would definitely take my picture in front of it, but I wouldn't eat there.
What kind of hair net would he have to wear?
A full body. A full body nylon.
Well, you know, and Sean, you could do, you give him the hot dog, then they're going to need the Pepto.
Mm-hmm.
Then you give him the Pepto antidote.
I already said that.
Antidote.
I know.
Stealing my ideas.
No, you're right. So it's like a three-course meal.
I could just give him a hot dog that has Pepto on it, and we can call it something Star Wars-y.
Pepto-filled hot dog.
Problem solved.
Kiwi in the middle.
Problem solved. Problem solved. Well, guys, it is just about time to take another break, but we're going to be back with more of the Milk Stains. Before we go, guys, tell everybody where they can find your music on the internet and things like that, and find out about your dates and schedules and things like that.
We have a MySpace set still.
Oh, yeah.
That's mainly what we work off of. Email us at Hotmail. We also have a Facebook page.
Just add Hotmail.
Yeah, Hotmail at Hotmail. It's just Hotmail at Hotmail.com. It's M-A-L-E. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Facebook and Bandcamp. Twitter. That works. I mean, if you're on the internet, we're probably on there somewhere.
I Googled you guys, and you guys are pretty easy to Google.
It comes up pretty first.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are easy on the Google.
It's up there.
It's always good to be easy on the Google, easy on the Google. Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, if you Google Sean Austin, there's like some guy is convicted of a lot of dirty things in North Carolina named Sean Austin.
Is it you?
No, it's not me. That. It's not me. That. And a couple reminders, too. Next week, Radio Robin presents Wednesdays at the Republic. We've got Vega Omega and Hannah Marie in the Bearded Ladies, which is very intriguing to me, very intriguing to me. Because I like a woman with stubble, like I said earlier. And then their music review this month, January 20th, the Tobacco Company, Lightfields, Toxic Moxie, Legion of Doom, and 6-7 are going to be taking the stage there. All right, guys, we're going to be back with more of the Milk Stains on Radio Rubber Room. Right now, this is Cardinal Compass with All I've Got.
this thing on. Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Lee. Radley Rockwell, man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I'm right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh, yeah, man. Radio Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Room Hour. 10 to midnight every Thursday. 2.9 FM.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 651. Keep a bag of wet bread in your pocket at all times, making sure that it's moldy, stinky. I'm Radley Rockwell, man, greatest rocker who ever lived. I've written, recorded, and produced more platinum albums than even I know about. Do you wish you could be as awesome a frontman as I? Well, now you can, man. Come to Radley Rockwell's Rock and Roll Rock Shop for young rockers who want to be better frontmen in rock and roll bands. Or ARRARRFYRWWTBFIRRB. Not everyone gets into the rock shop who applies. Too fat, too ugly, too good looking. What are you, a woman? Don't be ridiculous, man. Like one of our first alumni, Keith Richards, you must maintain a blood alcohol content of at least 3.5% or higher at all times. Enroll in classes like how to not choke on your vomit, the correct way to destroy your equipment, where to score the most best drugs, hair care, power sliding, music theory, and how to amplify your package 101, 201, 301, and remedial. You think you're already a badass? Well, you're not, because you haven't taken my class, man. Is your band already on the road? Take one of our correspondence courses and we'll get on the bus and come to you. Do you need financial aid? It's available. Already think you're an established rocker? Well, you're never going to be the greatest rocker who ever lived. But you can come close if you take my class, man. For more information, go to RRRARRFYRWWTBIRRB.com.
Yeah! Viper Crover here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
I'm working up days to make a couple cents.
Sidewalk Suicide by the Milk Stains live here on Radio Rubber Room. Now, Raph, and I noticed, like, it's always good to, you know, get the most out of something. I see your kick drum is also your laundry basket. are you planning on doing a load anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm due for one. I don't remember why. There's no head on that. Hold on. I think there was one on there, and I did kind of like a hole in there, so that way like the air can get out. People can put their mics in there, and I tend to play the kick pretty heavy.
You've actually kicked a hole through one of my kick drums before.
I have,
and it's still duct tape, and it still works. It's like because I'm not buying a new head, you know, I don't play drums.
They're pretty expensive.
So it's ducked up, duct taped up pretty well, and it still sounds pretty good. So, you know, just be careful out there.
I know.
Just be careful out there.
But yeah, I don't have a pillow or anything like on me, so our jackets are in there, so that way it softens the sound.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Now, there's a lot of, you know, this day and age, there's a lot of pressing social issues going on in the world and things like that. And this is one I'm sure is like very near and dear to you guys. How do you guys feel about lactose intolerance?
I'm lactose intolerant, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's something I've struggled with. Since I was about 12.
Yeah. Do people make fun of you a lot?
What's that?
Do people make fun of you a lot?
No.
I know a lot.
I kept it a secret for a long time because I was so embarrassed.
No milkshakes?
Yeah, well, I would do the milkshake, and I would just like, oh, I'm sick, I gotta go to the nurse, I have a headache, and really it was just butt stuff.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called quite like that, butt
stuff.
Well,
it's probably the best way to describe
it. You're right. I like it. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of humorous and kind of...
It's our side project, Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff.
It's the name of the new album, actually.
Yeah. Very nice. Cool. Now, and so secretly, you had when that coffee shop was out of ice cream, you had to feel kind of like, yes.
Thank God. That's a good
Karma
thing.
Karma finally went his way.
Force feeding him.
You wouldn't have to be under,
yeah.
under that kind of pressure.
We peer actually pressure. Like to bring this large, like, I don't know how big it is. Maybe it's like a foot.
It's like a foot and a half.
It's a foot and a half of spicy pepperoni with us on the road. Uh-huh. It's the spicy roni. It's pretty malleable. It'll bend to and fro.
Well, especially when you keep it on the dash, so it gets nice and warm.
We
you bring a foot and a half of it.
Yeah,
we'll eat it, you know, but then...
Nibble. In pieces.
Halfway through the tour, it's kind of unedible. But one of our tours, we you know, kept it, and we brought it back, and it had become such a part of the band, and... We
it became the other band member, the fourth band member.
We decided to Texas for 2 days.
We decided to set it on fire and bury it in John's backyard.
Yep. So it was a part of the band, so you decided to burn it and bury it.
It really was.
Which band member are you going to do that with next? Have you decided?
Burn and bury?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. T-Bird.
No, because not him, because he's the spooner. He's the snuggly guy.
Yeah.
So you're safe. That's good.
You're volunteering, volunteering yourself.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, you can't do that.
While I was sleeping.
It's got to be. Yeah.
I'll cut you up.
Let's burn him and bury him.
Now, guys, and John Raff, you guys started this band when you guys were in high school together. Just two of you guys, right?
Yep.
So
we've actually known you for a long time.
Yeah, you guys used to come out to the open mic night back in how long ago was that? Like 5-6 years ago.
Probably six years ago.
We'd sneak you in the back door, Raph, with your drums because you weren't old enough to get in yet.
None of us were.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And you
buy us
drinks.
I'm telling.
I never buy them drinks.
I'm still sour about it.
I did sneak them in the back door with a drum kit because we needed a drum kit.
So you guys just used us.
That's no. Right. Yeah, man.
No, not at all. We used each other. We worked together is what we did, you know. And
it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of good times.
Yeah.
Now, that's a little after you guys had been together how long at that point?
Three or four.
You know, I guess, you know, it's the longest band you guys have as far as been in, you know, together. You know,
10 years next December.
10 years.
Wow.
Because you're in a bunch of other bands. This is the longest one you've been in.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. 10 years.
Was it the nearest and dearest to your heart then?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. So describe this. I mean, those last 10 years. It's got to, you know, starting off in high school. You know, how'd you get from there to here? How did you guys make it last so long?
Gabe showed up in a DeLorean and like picked us up, and like here we are today. It's kind of crazy.
See, I thought you were gonna say the key to a good relationship is great spooning. It's all about the spooning.
Definitely helps.
That's the question. That's the answer.
I'm sticking to it.
You're getting all sappy and stuff. God. No answers?
No, sorry. Hold
you want to move on?
What was the question? How was the last?
How'd you guys make that? You know, that last 10 years.
Took a couple breaks. Yeah. I mean, it's just been kind of to and fro, I guess. Mm-hmm.
In terms of the music, you know, I mean, quite seriously, it's like, do you realize that, man, this is like, there's something good there that we need to keep going, or do you get to a point where, all right, we need to take the break because we need it to go somewhere else?
Yeah. Well, we took breaks in the past. It was basically just so we could figure out what we wanted to do.
Yeah, later.
You have to take a break every now and then.
It was a little harder as a duo. We recorded a while back at Minimum Wage with Lance Kohler, and I think we did like six tracks or five tracks, maybe seven. I can't really remember. Sounded sweet, but it's completely different from what we do now. It's pretty cool. I don't know.
It's like the basement tapes. They're a legend now.
We do have basement tapes.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, that we did when we...
2004?
I think we came out... We did them Christmas break 2003.
Was it?
Is when we started, like, getting up. And I think 2004 is when we produced these little cassette tapes.
Yeah.
But...
still with the cassette tapes.
Yeah, I think it was something like 16 or 18 songs that we did. Mm-hmm. Just of us jamming.
Any plans of releasing those? Putting those out there?
I think so.
Hear them.
Yeah, there's like a couple tunes that are like passable.
We learned, like, I learned how to play guitar with Raph, so we started the band like just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up a guitar and whatever I could figure out how to play, make up chords and stuff. That's like what we did.
I'm sure somebody would. We'll play them on the show. Yeah, get them to me. I'll play the cassette tapes on the show.
There's a couple of, like, decent ones. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Give me the decent ones. Give me the worst one too. I want the worst one
and
the best
one. The worst one's pretty hilarious.
So, do you guys know who Daniel Johnston is?
Yeah.
Is your love of cassette tapes any related at all to him?
I mean, probably partially.
I think it's just as, like, musicians. Yeah. You know, I think it's, or anybody that, like, likes music or is into this kind of weird thing that we do, it's kind of fun to have.
I had so many cassettes as a kid. I refused to buy CDs until like 2003. Yeah,
there's something like romantic about a cassette tape now. It's kind of
like what am I going to listen to?
Yeah,
my Belle Biv DeVoe tape.
Yeah,
now.
I'm a pretty big Deadhead, and like that's a pretty big thing in that community.
Yeah, they used to let people like just line up their Sony Walkman Pros and just piggyback them all together.
Yeah.
So that there's a lot
tapers,
of
man.
A lot of bootlegs of the Dead around. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I just need you guys to calm down and stop punching each other. All right.
Sorry.
Let's get along.
I don't apologize. I'm not apologizing.
I'll leave.
See, we are all a bunch of reprimanders in this place.
Yeah.
We're
going to set Gabe
down.
On fire and then bury him in the back.
I'll pull this show over. Is it best to look at your bandmates as like a business partner or a friend or like an enemy? Like keep your bandmates close or, you know, kind of nonchalant about them.
What's that?
Exactly. Do you want to rephrase that, Sean?
What's the back there, Sean?
I don't even know.
Sean wants to know if the bandmate kind of relationship is it one of extreme close bonded friendship, family, love, or is it more like enemies and you don't dare let them out of your sight because then they might do something.
Like
bad,
half
like
half.
Set you on fire and
half
burn you, bury you.
Like Siamese twins,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Or triplets.
Siamese triplets.
Siamese
they call them nowadays.
That's a lot of fun on the wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wedding
more
night.
The merrier, right? More the merrier.
What, do you just get married to another group of Siamese triplets if that's the case?
Heck yeah.
That'd really be good at six-legged races.
And you never move.
I don't know.
Never.
I don't know. All right, guys, it is time to get to another break. But we're going to be back with more of the Milk Stains here on Radio Rubber Room. But as always, run through where some of the sites people can find your music, where they can grab it online, pay for it.
TheMilkStains.bandcamp.com.
The Milk Stains?
That's where it's all at.
Bandcamp.com.
Under the I-95 overpass.
Very nice. Very nice.
And check out the Facebook for
we sell
in the MySpace
dates and stuff.
Do you guys have a Friendster? Because I feel like that's a lost
one. We're on Makeout Club.
Makeout Club. Very nice. Very nice. All right, this is another band that Mr. Rath is in. This is the Southern Bells with Wave.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them? I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby. Badass baby!
Yeah!
Baby is so badass. 24-7 care. There will be no teddy bears. No nap time. No coddling. Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby into shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah! Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available. Pre-birth training.
Punch,
yeah.
Punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah. Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To the max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license. Yeah.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes
directly into your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 651. Keep Keep a bag of wet bread in your pocket at all times, making sure that it's moldy. Stinky. Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. It's no secret that I like food, but what I like even more than food is food stuffed into other food. Stuffing food into other food can be a frustrating endeavor. Trust me, I know. Newly developed in Grandpa's tool shed comes Sean's Food Stuffins. Sean's Food Stuffins are so simple. Get classics like bacon stuffed chicken donut and chocolate ice cream spaghetti burger. You can even get a whole pizza with a bag of chips inside. My favorite. Get cottage cheese stuffed apple. Acid reflux a problem? Get Pepto-Bismol filled sandwich. What's even better than food stuffed into other food, you ask? Food that's stuffed into other food with even more food stuffed inside. That's why all of my products come in 100% edible packaging. Mmm, delicious. Check out my new licorice stuffed hot dogs with meat-like pretzel coating and caramel drizzle. Sean's Food Stuffins, because constipation is no picnic.
Yeah! Viper Crover here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
Cleveland.
That was Broken Bones by the Milk Stains here on Radio Rubber Room. Broken Bones, right? Or Broken Bone?
Broken Bones.
Broken Bones. Broken Bones. I got a question. I've had these jeans on for a couple of days. And I've got something like, is that a milk stain?
I don't know.
Either way, I'm gonna wash them tomorrow.
Can I
throw them in with your load? And I just throw these in your kick drum and meet back in a couple days, get my jeans back. And
they've had enough loads.
You know.
Sorry, I just threw it myself. Is that radio appropriate?
No.
Yeah. whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
But So guys, okay. So you got a big year ahead. You're gonna get a new van. You're gonna record an album.
Hope so.
You're gonna go on tour.
Yep.
You guys thought about maybe doing a Kickstarter for a van?
Oh.
Can you do that?
Touche.
Yeah, you can totally.
Can you for a van?
Yeah.
We can Kickstarter just for cash.
Yeah.
And just get real drunk off other people's
money. Is that against the rules? Can I be like, I want to keep doing what I'm doing, but I can't pay my water bill? Can I do a Kickstarter for my water bill?
Yeah,
you can. As long as you can get people to donate.
Yeah.
If you're interested in helping the local music scene, there's two more days left to go to Kickstarter.com and search the Yerb.
Oh yeah, the Yerb Kickstarter is running up. How are they doing? You know how they're doing with
that? They're close. I mean, it looks like they're going to make it. Got rid of 4 Raff-ass prints. I don't know.
I didn't agree to this, but all of a sudden I got pulled into it.
Yeah.
So you have no idea about this?
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
That was just something they surprised you with?
Yeah, I saw it on the Kickstarter. I was like, what is it? And they told me, and apparently I agreed to it. But
I do that to my wife all the time. It's like, we're going to do this. And she goes, huh?
Maybe there's liquor involved in that?
All I know is that my butt will be around a couple people's houses or something around town.
There'll most likely be one at the Camel.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be a framed one up at the Camel. Basically, mm-hmm. They're going to like...
Tastefully drawn?
No, what they're going to do is I'm just going to dip my butt into paint,
different
kinds of paint, and then just put it on paper. It's going to be like the Elvises, you know, like the Andy Warhol Elvises or Marilyn Monroe's
whatever.
But it's going to be of my butt.
Mm-hmm. That's like, it's almost like a photocopy of your butt, but like more artistic.
This show has been brought to you by butt stuff.
Butt stuff, that's right.
So that was just like surprise to you.
What color paint?
I think it will... you know, actually, that's a good question.
You should be able to have the decision.
I hope it's not
color.
Like brown.
Lime green.
Brown.
That should definitely be colorful. Now, how much is it to get a Raff butt print, Sean?
$100 donation.
$100 donation.
4 people have done that so far. 4 people.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
4 people.
So that's a team player.
Does
right
that like
there,
raise the value of
it's
your
like
butt?
It's like Savannah, man. Your butt's like an artistic masterpiece.
It is.
Do you feel like that's a good thing that your butt cheeks are going to be on display?
Do you feel it?
They're making butt jokes. They're not listening to you, Sean.
Yeah,
start talking about butts.
Yeah, it's just you lose people with that.
It'll be the kind of thing that people like touch for luck.
My butt,
yeah,
or the butt prints.
The Blarney butt,
the Raff ass print.
Okay.
Do you have any say where it's going to get hung at the Camel?
I hope so.
You should have some say in that. I feel like
it could be like a children's thing, like, you know, Raffy does, like, the, you know, Raff butt can be like...
Hey, Raj, can I borrow $100?
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
You just said yes on... It's on recording, so...
It's on recording, so... Yeah, but I got the button right
it's
here.
But it's going out into space as we speak.
That's
right now, right?
Right?
So the aliens...
Are going to come back in 40 years
They're going to hear it, and they're going to say...
I think we've got a verbal agreement for $100 that you're giving me, Roger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, guys, so where were we?
Raff-ass.
Butts.
Before that, where were we before that?
Kickstarter for the van,
yeah. So big year, you're going to do a Kickstarter to get a new van.
We're going to go on a big tour.
We're
going to get a new album. Yep.
You know.
Then we're going to break up.
What's left after that? Is that what's left after that?
I don't know.
A couple more tours. Maybe another East Coast Surf Championships.
Okay.
Was 2012 also the year of the surf magazine, the Rip Curl?
That was 2011, too.
That was 2011. That was right after we put out.
So 2011 was the year of the milk stain.
Yeah, 2012 was kind of a rough year for us.
But 2013 is going to be fabulous.
2013 sounding promising.
I mean, you started it off on Radio Rubber.
2013 is
the real year of the stains. Year of the milk stains.
I've been involved in a lot of conversations that 2013 is the year for Richmond music in general.
That's very true.
Hopefully. Sure hope so.
Yeah.
Another honor that you've been bestowed upon, Raph, is that on onewayrichmond.com, you are voted...
Submarines.
Yeah.
You are vote. I don't know if you're familiar with onewayrichmond.com. It's a total music site donated to Richmond Music, run by John Morgan. And you are voted the best musician in Richmond.
I heard about that.
That's cool, man.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. I heard about that.
So I don't know if you have anything that you want to say to every other crappier musician in Richmond.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear that one.
He's got two other.
You need to repeat the question.
Is there anything you want to say to all the lesser musicians in Richmond?
I think it's kind of funny because I feel like I'm the lesser musician out of all the musicians.
So what you're saying is all the other musicians are especially bad.
I appreciate what John you know, gave me that title for the year. That's pretty nice. But I mean, this town's like full of awesome musicians. I think Richmond as a whole.
Yeah, we talk about that every week almost. This is great town for bands. I'm telling you.
You can't single somebody out like that.
I guess Jimi Hendrix had a good quote. He was interviewing and somebody called him the best guitar player in the world, and his answer was, you know, I'm the best guitar player sitting in this chair. That's always been a good quote.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I mean, a good start to the year, you know, getting that acknowledgement, you know, getting up butt prints all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, looking promising. What do you guys see for 2014?
Europe and Australia.
And Australia. Japan. I'm glad you guys are thinking that far ahead. Good job.
Yeah. Well, nice. Japan, man. Japan will sell out everywhere you go. They love American music, man.
Sweet.
They do. They love everything, too. They have their own John Zorn section of the CD cases, you know? And then John Denver. They love it all. Every ounce of it.
Who doesn't love John Denver?
Well, it's a good thing we sound a lot like John Denver. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going
to
say.
John Denver, if he were married to John Zorn. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. Do not. John Zorn is okay. Never mind.
Not in Virginia yet. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Yeah. Keep pushing for it, Roger. Keep pushing for it.
Maybe someday.
And before we get out of time, go ahead and make sure you tell everybody about your show on this station here, Roger.
The Drive Through with Rog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready to celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
Fantastic.
Wow.
When is that going to be?
January 9th.
That's coming up. Is that this week or next week?
Come up next week. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And they're while the guys are beating each other up, we're gonna have some guys in the studio. Just anybody wants to come and bring their axes and play like folky, old timey, bluegrassy kind of music if they like. There will be a sheet cake.
There will be a sheet cake. That'll get me just about anywhere.
Yeah. So
Sean might not leave then.
On our 1 year anniversary, somebody brought us 140.
Oh, 140. They brought
140.
Us 140.
One. Just one. There's three hosts of the show, but we got 140.
When was the 1 year anniversary?
It's our 60th show?
Mm-hmm. We're actually coming up on our 2 year anniversary shortly. I mean,
February. Almost the show 100 as well.
Yeah.
Tell you what, when I come back here at the end of the month, I will bring you guys 340s.
340s.
Oh, my.
Very nice.
Wow.
For good luck.
For our 90th show, somebody brought us Dogfish 90 Minute.
Mm. That's good.
That was a nice.
We got some Hurricane 45s.
Wow.
Hurricane 45.
My listeners.
Colt 45. Hurricane 45. Colt 45.
Mm-hmm. You know, my listeners don't bring me interesting stuff like that. Oh, my goodness. Or that either. They don't bring me that.
Oh, yeah. We got Funk Juice.
Funk Juice.
Yeah. Funk Juice.
Yeah. Was that a tour creation?
That was a tour creation. That was me.
It's just like what's left over?
We were on the way back. We had to make Magic Elixir. We had to make it to. I had to make it to class. Okay. I had to go to class. And. on the way, we stop at some gas station in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina, and somehow me and Gabe come out of there with
a big
60 ounce thing, like a Slurpee, like blue Slurpee.
It was a slush puppy.
It was a slush puppy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I love those things.
And we emptied half of it, put in 2 5-hour energy drinks, 2 Johnny Bootleggers that were selling for $1. So we grabbed like 5 of them. Yeah. So, you know, by the end of the slush puppy, it was just straight up Johnny Bootlegger.
Okay.
I think a couple PBRs for good measure.
Very nice.
Whiskey.
Okay. And it just turned out like radioactive green.
Yeah.
And so we've done that a couple times.
Like the trick.
We played Dominion River Rock Festival this past summer.
Yeah.
And before we we played it, we made sure we made like a big batch of funk juice.
Yeah. Very nice.
We call it swamp juice. We would do that. Just whatever was left over, pretty much, we'd just all throw it in the big cooler.
Yeah, we didn't do this well in the back of John's Jeep, but...
so there's some funk juice everywhere.
It got spilled.
Yeah.
It got
spilled. Well, I hope you guys, when you get the van, you don't treat it like that. You take good care of the van. But guys, we are out of time. It's been a blast. Enjoyed having you guys on. I know. It's just you know, it's only a 2-hour show. I know. But next week, we've got Vexine joining us. Raph's going to be on in a couple weeks or so with the Southern Bells as well. And don't forget, Richmond Music Review. Check it out on our Facebook page, January 20th. And come see us next Wednesday at the Republic. Right now, this is Black Girls with Get Off. Have a good night. Tip your bartenders and your servers excessively. This is Radio Rubber Room.
Nighty night.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering?